Hi there, and thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Charlotte Kniep. Sibling relationships can be complicated. They're the lifelong friends and companions you didn't exactly choose. And if you're LDS, you know that these relationships can last a lot longer than just this life alone. Jane Letter, the author of the book The Sibling Connection, says that into adulthood, sibling relationships are powerful and never static. That means that these people that we grew up with can have a huge positive and or negative effect on our lives. And based on our daily behaviors towards them, we can either increase or decrease the happiness of those relationships. Robin Hennig is a New York Times Magazine science columnist, and she has done some fascinating research on the importance of sibling relationships and how they can contribute to our health and happiness. I want to share a few interesting findings with you today. Number one, biological siblings share half of their genes with each other, which evolutionary biologists say should be motivation enough to develop mutual devotion. Having the same physical traits can actually be a bonding point for siblings, but even if you aren't blood related and you just grew up in the same house together, you've probably developed similar mannerisms, tastes, and have shared experiences that can strengthen your relationship now. Number two, having siblings is a crucial part of a child's social development. Just being around other people close to their age, learning how to share and compromise and play nice together can have a huge effect on how they interact with people at school, in relationships, and eventually in the workplace. And when a new baby joins the family, psychologist Victor Cicirelli writes that, quote, older siblings gain social skills in interacting with the younger, and the younger siblings gain brain and behavioral development by interacting with the older siblings, close quote. Number three, Hennig also notes, and I found this really fascinating, that during middle and old age for adults, your mood, your health, your morale, your stress levels, depression, loneliness, and life satisfaction are all tied to how you feel about your siblings. In one study done in Sweden, they found that satisfaction with sibling contact into one's 80s was closely correlated with health and positive mood, more so than with other family relationships. Also, feelings of loneliness were eased for older people who had supportive sibling relationships, whether they were the ones giving or receiving support. These are all amazing, positive benefits of being close with your siblings. But on the other hand, there are a few things that, if not avoided, can tear sibling relationships apart. Number one, most importantly, parents should not play favorites among their children. Among other reasons, it can undermine sibling relationships. Children can actually feel less loved and cared for in a family setting when this happens, and it can breed resentment among the siblings that can last a lifetime. Number two, it's also important to note that when children get labeled by their parents as the smart one or the quiet one or the outgoing one and so on, it can limit their view of themselves and can stunt a positive, supportive relationship among their siblings. And finally, when difficult times hit the family or a parent's health and their abilities start to decrease, siblings can often grow closer together when they share the load of caring and supporting for their parents. But if one sibling feels like they are doing the majority of the heavy lifting, especially without receiving any thanks, then that can especially sour their relationships. So if you'd like to learn more about developing relationships within your own family, check out the excellent podcasts, blog posts, and videos at mormonchannel.org. We're going to close our episode today with a quote from Elder W. Mark Bassett. And he said, "Faith and trust in the Lord require us to acknowledge that His wisdom is superior to our own." And in the context of this episode, I think sometimes we can question why we were sent to certain families or why we have the siblings that we do. But we need to remember that the Lord is wise. He put us in each of our families for a reason, and he has people in those families that can help us and teach us so many things, and people also that we can help and teach in return. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.